Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Afternoon, everybody. How's it going? My name is Jose Macias. Like, if you're the Mexican, it is Jose. I just got home from the gym. Sweaty as hell. I'm not quite sure what and I can and cannot say in this fucking podcast shit. If I could even cuss. But if I can't, they'll let me know. But that's what the fuck I do. I swear a lot. And I don't know if there's other podcasts out there like this. But all I know is how to do is how to be me. Sweaty as hell. So, I'm 33 years old. I'm going to introduce myself. Currently, right now, I'm going to call this Rock Bottom. I guess the title of this, you got to title this shit, right? Every single time you do something, you have to title it. So this is called Rock Bottom. The reason why it's called Rock Bottom is because I'm at the bottom. I'm a single parent. I'm fighting for custody of my son. Just paid the lawyer off. Because I paid the lawyer off, short on rent. So it's going to be a while until I make that shit happen. I used to be an independent contractor. I still know how to do it, but my back kind of fucked up. So because of that, I took a part-time job at Popeyes. Who doesn't love Popeyes, right? If I stop this, can I keep on recording? Or does it just stop recording altogether? And then can I continue from the part that I recorded? I'm new to this. You gotta forgive me. I don't know shit about this. And I'm thirsty as hell. Though I don't live with my parents, so that's a plus, right? Got my own vehicle. So, got my own little place. One bedroom apartment that I have with my son. It's 1:34. He gets out of school at 3:30, so I'll pick him up then. I got about 2 hours to goof around. Went to the gym. Usually, I jerk off a few times, but I'm not. Because I want to try the no-fap shit. And today, let me see what we are in March, right? The 20th, I want to say. So, I'm going to clean all this shit up. So, I'll start today, the 20th of March. And you'll be my witness, people out there. There are going to be people out there listening to this banter. Which is pretty much what it is, right? Banter. Just me thinking out loud into this little phone, which is broken, by the way. It's got like cracks and shit. I had set a goal for me. I wanted to do me, for me to get six pack, and I wanted to give myself 6 months. I fucked around February, fucked that one up. March is marzo, so on the 20th, I still got a little bit of March left to focus. And I guess what I should do with this podcast is, I guess, take you guys on my little adventure of bettering myself. Would that be good? Do you concur with that shit? And I guess I'll take you through my journey of what I do. What I've cut off. I want to cut off beer. I don't smoke often. I smoke every blue moon as far as bud. Cigarettes, I smoke every blue moon too. But mainly it's beer. I don't have a beer gut. That's what you're thinking. I'm pretty, you know, average, I guess you could say. Average, I guess, you know? Body-wise, I'm somewhat fit, but I want a six-pack. I guess I can describe myself. What am I, 5'7", tan, you know, brown. I got a couple of tattoos. Eyes, mouth, nose, ears. So, that's what, 5 minutes? How long should these things be? I don't even know. So at least I got April, May, June, and July. And for my birthday, that's where I want to have my six pack. July 4th, that is my birthday. I should take a shower in a bit. I have to go out for the gym. I have no idea what else to say. Should I have written this shit down? I kind of just winged it because I came from the gym and I was hyped. Came out of the steam room, which is good. Makes you feel good. Fucking steam room. Badass. And for the first time, I wasn't checking out no girls. What I actually went to was for the gym. And that's kind of what I want to do too. Is I want to not objectify women. And I don't want to look at them a certain way. I'm sorry, I'm looking for underwear so I can put on right now. And that way, my whole mentality changes. Everything about me changes. Because that way I don't... I mean, I did it for a year before. I didn't half-ass it, but I did no sex for a year. I did no sex for a year. I accomplished it. But I found a loophole where I was like, okay, I said no sex, but I didn't say no fellatio. Let me use proper terms. Fellatio. You know, no blowjobs. So I did get that. And I did give that. So, but this time I kind of want to do it all the way. And the reason why is because I was messaging one of my friends earlier that I messed with, ironically, and she went through the same shit that I went through as far as relationship-wise. That's why I'm a single father now, because my ex, you know, didn't work out. Whatever happened, happened. And she went through the same shit recently. Except she stuck with the routine of working out and doing this and doing that. And consistency is what I'm trying to get at. And she did it. She's doing it now. And what she said was all in or nothing. You know, it's all in or nothing. So it is what it is. And that's what I want to do. Again, if I do the celibacy or the, you know, no sex, I should do it fully. And that way I don't, you know, find a loophole in it to fully change. And then when I was doing that, I still occasionally jerked off. So I have to not do that. I'd rather not. That way I can fully say, with pride, you know, say that I did do it all the way. But I think that's about it for now. Fucking 8 minutes. Yeah, I don't know if I can publish this.